the Most High Yahweh, creator of all things, worthy of all praise, glory, and honor forever and ever. Also acknowledging his only begotten Son, Yahusha HaMashiach, also known as Yahusha, Yeshua, and Jesus. Also acknowledging the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, leading and guiding into all truth and righteousness, bringing all things to remembrance. Good morning, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Talking Prophecy. This episode is going to be more like a review of all of my podcasts that I've done in the past. People are starting to grab certain bits and pieces and speak on it, which is good because that's the ultimate goal of what I'm doing anyway, is to bring us into the unity of speaking the same fundamental Bible prophecy scriptures. So this is what the goal is. And so let's get started. We're going to start with the last days and the events that will take place in the last week of the last days. Last days is over 2,000 years worth of last days. But the final 7 years make up the last week. In those last 7 years, the last generation, which starts with 2nd Exodus, is going to witness 2nd Exodus, the destruction of America, Mystery Babylon, the Great Whore, the Gathering, also known as the Marriage Supper, the Great Tribulation, also known as Jacob's Trouble in the Day of the Lord, and the Second Coming, also known as the End of the Age, the End of the World. These five events will all be witnessed by that last generation. Matthew 24:34-35. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So to illustrate a lot of these events that's going to be taking place, I'll be using Revelations chapter 12. What was given to me was Revelations chapter 12, starting from verse 6 on down. I have the understanding and the interpretation of that. Above, not so much. So you don't really hear me speak on that, because what's been given to me is from Revelations 12, 6 on down. All right, let's start. Revelation 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of the Most High, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That verse right there is signaling the second Exodus. That's what it represents. The second thing that I want to you to focus and take note of is that the place will be prepared by the Most High. Most people think second Exodus and we're going to be running into the woods willy-nilly without a plan. This is not true. The place that Israel will be going will be prepared by the Most High. The third point is, this place of safety is prepared for 1,260 days. That's how long it's going to be a place of safety, a place of rest. 1,260 days. The 1,260 days take you to the middle of the week. And we all know, or we should know, what happens in the midst of the week. Antichrist will come. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Main point defeat Satan and his fallen angels. But the main point I want you to understand is Second Exodus had already occurred first. The woman fled in the wilderness before the war broke out in heaven. This is very key because for later on, for understanding. I also truly believe that this is going to happen toward the end of the 1260 days. In the beginning, it's not going to happen, but toward the ending of the 1260 days, war will break out in heaven and the fallen angels will be cast to the earth. And we know them being cast to the earth will lead to the bottomless pit being opened. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. No, excuse me. Give me 1 second. Yes, I skipped a verse. Excuse me. Revelations chapter 12, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child. Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. This 13 and 14 is talking about the marriage supper. The woman, and when Satan and the fallen angels are cast to the earth, they're going to begin to persecute that woman. But the Most High is going to help that woman, symbolizing, giving her two wings to fly to a different location, away from the serpent. The serpent's on earth, so the woman is flying to a place that's not on earth, away from the serpent. For 3.5 years, she will go to a different location. This location is the kingdom. This is where the marriage supper will take place. That's what the wings represent, her flying away to the kingdom. Wow. We'll let the next verse speak for itself. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of the Most High, and have the testimony of Yahawashah HaMashiach. All right. So now, the dragon was wroth with the woman, but the woman escaped the dragon. That's why what made him wroth, because she escaped what he was trying to do, kill her. The earth helped her, opened up, swallowed up the flood, and she was able to fly to her location. So now he's extremely mad. But what's interesting is he's still going after her seed. This is the 10 virgins all over. The 5 that flew away otherwise, they went to the marriage supper, waiting on the bridegroom. They went in with the bridegroom and the door was shut. The foolish are still on planet Earth. And Satan is coming to make war with the remnant of her seed. Now, look at this. Which keep the commandments of the Most High. That's Israelites. That's the Hebrews. That's the bloodline descendants. But the second half. And have the testimony of Yahawashah HaMashiach, which it says here, Jesus Christ. This is where the so-called Christians come in at. Those who are grafted in all make up the house of Israel. The bloodline descendants, those grafted through the gospel, and those that's going to cleave last minute and come back into the land with us. All of this makes up the house of Israel. Everything is going to be clean. All Israel shall be saved. So then, the falling away is coming for. This is where the dividing of the virgins come in at. The falling away. The wise keep on course. The foolish fall away and are left behind on planet Earth. So now he's coming to make war with those who keep the commandments and those that have the testimony of Yahawashah HaMashiach. This shows you, because that verse right there is talking about the Great Tribulation. When he's saying he's coming to make war, the Great Tribulation is about to start. That's why he's coming to make war with the remnant of her seed that did not go into the kingdom. So now, this shows you that at that point, the final 42 months of the end of the age, that the blood bloodline descendants and those grafted in the gospel are together. Because, you know, if you could be, you could have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach, but if you weren't living up to par, you're going to be left. And this is what's going to happen to some so-called Christians. They're going to be right here because they weren't up to standard. Just like some Israelites are going to be right here because they were not living up to standard and they got left behind. And so this is the Great Tribulation, 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of the Most High and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. Both groups came together. All Israel was saved, but these were the ones that fell away from both groups. So the remainder of the woman's seed is made up of those who keep the commandments and those who have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. Three of these events have scriptural numbers attached to them. This is why a lot of people are so off in their assessment of the scriptures. They have no respect for the numbers given in the last days. They have no respect for it. Again, the 1260 days, that's how long the place of safety will last. If you don't accept that, you're going to always be lost. The second one, where the woman flew away, it has a number attached. A time, times, and half a time. That's 3.5 years. So the 1260 days and the 3.5 years equal 1 week. That takes it, that's the 1 week that the scriptures are talking about. And at the end of the 1260 days, Antichrist will come and have a 42-month reign. That's the 7 years. The 3.5 years, those people are in heaven. They're in the kingdom. The 42 months, those people are on earth. And both are happening simultaneously. So you have to understand that. You have to pay attention to the numbers, or you will never come out with the correct interpretation. Now, through searching the scriptures, we find out that America will be, Mystery Babylon, the great whore, will be destroyed before the marriage supper. She will be destroyed before the great tribulation period. I'll prove this right now. Let's go to Revelations 19, verses 1, 2, 7, and 9. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Almighty Yahweh. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hands. All of these people around the throne is those that went to the marriage supper. These are the saints that made it. They went marching into the kingdom. And so now, these are what they said. They're saying they're praising the Most High, and they're acknowledging that he has already judged Mystery Babylon. That's at the start of the marriage supper. I'll continue. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. The last verse says, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of the Most High. So there, we're at these scriptures take us before the marriage supper to let us have a glance at the marriage supper and what's going to be taking place. So before the marriage supper, Mystery Babylon, America, will be destroyed. Before the Great Tribulation, Mystery Babylon, America, will be destroyed. Revelations chapter 14, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed, them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of the Most High, which is poured out without mixture into a cup, into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So we're seeing a lot going on right here. At the start of the Great Tribulation, the gospel is once again going to be preached. Remember, when we were gathered, when all Israel was saved, we all came into the knowledge of who the Most High was. And so there was no need for us to be, know the Lord, know the Lord. That scripture will be fulfilled at the start of 2nd Exodus, because we will all know who the Most High is at that point. So now, we're getting to going into another phase called the Great Tribulation, and the gospel is going to be preached once again by an angel. But at that point, another angel, the angel that follows this angel, is going to let us know that Babylon is gone. At the start of the Great Tribulation, Babylon is already gone. So then the third angel comes and lets us know, warns us, if you're on earth at this time, this is your final warning, because he's letting you know what happens if you take the mark. If you take the mark, it's over for you. That's it. That's your story. You will be eternally damned. So let me try to explain. Some people are already going to have this mark, because the divide, when once the whole house of Israel has gathered, they're going to a place of safety. But those nations that will not serve Israel, they're going through a tribulation period. There's a 1260-day period of safety for the house of Israel, and there's a 1260-day period of tribulation for the rest of the world. So now, during that part where the rest of the world is in the tribulation period, a lot of them are going to be taking that mark, or they'll be dead. It's going to be that option is coming to them first. After the 1260 days, that option is coming to the foolish virgin who remain on earth. Then they're going to see that the beast is going to implement, either you take my mark or I take your head. This is how it's going to be. That's where it's going to start to affect the house of Israel. In the beginning, that's not affecting the house of Israel, because Israel is removed to a place of safety. But the rest of the world who would not come serve Israel, they're going to be subject to that first. And this is where a lot of them are going to die, and a lot of them are going to take the mark. But when the Great Tribulation starts, this scripture is really talking to Israel. If you take that mark, you're doomed. Okay, I hope I explained that. I tried to do it to the best of my ability. All right, hold on. Yes, one major thing we need to get straight. And we have done that already, if we will review, but we have to get straight that 2nd Exodus and the destruction of Mystery Babylon are not the same event. The woman runs into the wilderness for 1260 days way before the bottomless pit is open. And America cannot be destroyed until that bottomless pit is open. Because if you preach in America is going to be destroyed, then if you are a true preacher of righteousness, you must also say that America must be filled with demons and devils before she is destroyed. And that does not happen until the bottomless pit is open and all of those things come out of the pit and come to America. She will then become a cage of every foul spirit and hateful bird. The Most High will fill her with people and with caterpillars. These things, those caterpillars came from the bottomless pit. So we have to recognize that 2nd Exodus and the destruction of Mystery Babylon America are two separate events. That's what we'll go into now. All right. The destruction of Mystery Babylon America. Revelations 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This must be the condition of America before she is destroyed. Jeremiah 51:14. And the Most High of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. So these caterpillars must be in the land along with the invading armies. It has to become the cage of every unclean, foul spirit, and hateful bird. This is how America is going to be destroyed. The only thing I can come to my mind right now is those ingredients have to be a part of the equation of her being destroyed. After America is destroyed, after America has been destroyed, after the 1260 days, toward the end of the 1260 days, this has to happen. Ezekiel 38, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. Thus saith the Almighty Yahweh, it shall also come to pass that at that same time shall things come to thy mind, into thy mind. And thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. And I will go unto them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls and all of them dwelling without walls and neither having bars nor gates. To take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. And upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle, goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. This is after Mystery Babylon has already been destroyed. Who are these people at rest? Who are these people living in unwalled villages without bars and gates? This is the second Exodus people. Resting all of this time as America was being annihilated, resting. And now, at the end of the 1260 days, like the scripture said, Antichrist will come in the midst of the week. He's coming. This is him who thought that evil thought to go and take a spoil, take a prey. This is him coming now. This is coming to the great tribulation. This is leading up to the great tribulation. Because he's going to come there, and he's going to enter the temple, and he's going to cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and that will bring in the great tribulation. So this next part, you know, I want to say this up front. This is not for me to be a big I and a little you. This is about everyone trying to learn the truth and speak the truth to the world so they can be prepared and standing on good ground. And when something arises, not everybody running around with fear in their heart, making bad mistakes that can cause them their lives. So that's what that's the aim here. That we all speak the same thing. Learn. It's been given to us to know what's coming. So now all we have to do is search the scriptures. Make sure, you know, study to show yourself approved. But in my heart, the things that I've told you is nothing but the truth. But it's still up to you to study to show yourself approved. Let's go into this. Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44. In the days of these kings shall the Almighty of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For you to truly understand what's being said here, you have to understand the scriptural numbers. The time allotted for the Antichrist is 42 months. The hour of temptation is 42 months. That 1 hour that these kings are going to stand with the Antichrist is these 42 months. That's the time period that he is referring to. They're not going to be two kingdoms running at the same time. That's not the case. The Antichrist will have his time, and after his 42 months, that sky is going to crack, and the Savior is going to be coming back with his armies, and he will take those kingdoms down and implement his kingdom that will never be taken down. That's what's leading into the 1,000-year millennial reign. So this is what it's saying. When the Savior comes, there will be no other kingdom. It's only going to be his kingdom. He's going to take down those kingdoms that they established, and he's going to raise up the kingdom that will never come down. Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns which thou saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That's that 42-month period that it's talking about. See, Second Exodus, Israel is not ruling the world. Israel is just in a place of safety. They're back home, and nobody is bothering them because they're in that place of safety. But they're not ruling the world. The world is still going on away from Israel. So now, these 10 horns and the Antichrist will be given their 42-month period, their 1 hour, as the scriptures call it, to rule. And that's what they'll be doing. When that time period is reached, the sky is going to crack, and their kingdom will come to an end. All right. Also, I'll point out the fact that during their 42-month reign, which the Bible calls 1 hour, the Church of Philadelphia also received a reprieve from the hour of temptation. That's the marriage supper. So while on earth the Antichrist and the 10 kings are reigning, in heaven, the Church of Philadelphia, those wise virgins, those who are living up to standard, will be in the kingdom for those 3.5 years. Remember, look, 3.5 years for the woman who flew away. That's symbolizing the wise virgins, the Church of Philadelphia, the dead in Yahweh shall rise. All of this is talking about the marriage supper from 2,000 years ago. Whoever died believing the Savior on that marriage supper day, they're going to come back, get in their bodies, and go up before us. And then after they're up, we're going to meet them in the air. So this is all symbolizing, you know, the event to come as far as the marriage supper. The hour of temptation is the 42-month reign of the Antichrist, but the Church of Philadelphia will not be a part of that. They will be removed because they were pleasing to the Most High. Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. All right, so that hour of temptation, that 42-month period called the Great Tribulation, Jacob's Trouble, the Day of the Lord, the Church of Philadelphia will be kept from that. So that's the marriage supper. That's that flight that does not go through the winter. Pray that your flight goes not through the winter. That's that flight that does not go through the winter. Those foolish virgins, their flight will go through the bitter winter, the worst time ever. Revelation 13:5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. So that establishes the Antichrist 42 months reign, that scripture there. Alright, then Revelations 19:11-14, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and righteousness he doeth judge and make war. This is the Savior coming back to take down those kingdoms. Let me go further into this. Revelations 19, chapter 19, verses 11, 14, 19, 20, and 21. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This is how it's going to end. In the days of these 10 kings, the Savior going to crack that sky, and he's going to take down these armies, and his kingdom will rise, and it will never end. We'll stop right here. I love you, brothers and sisters. All praises be